Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Well, back to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Beverly Flexington is here. Bev is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 5 years. She's been hanging out with us. She's a human behavior coach. She is the human behavior coach, I should say. She's works with people to help them on all different kinds of parts of their business, including successful selling. She co-founded The Collaborative a few years back and has authored a number of books, including Self-Talk for a Calmer You, The Pocket Guide to Sales for Financial Advisors, Make Your Shift is another one, and the list and stack is long and high, and she's our good friend, Beverly Flexington. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So I wonder how many people out there listening have had someone, a salesperson, talking to them about what they were selling. And about 30 seconds into the presentation, they were thinking, what's this got to do with me?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think if you look at, it's kind of an interesting experiment, Jim. If you look at people's websites, if you look at marketing materials, if you, have a conversation with someone just about what do you do, it so often is, I call it the data dump. You know, it's a lot of information, but not a lot of connection
right
to what's the value of it.
Well, that's exactly right. And there was a time when you could kind of get away with some of that a little bit. Customers felt a little more hostage. They were like a little more of a hostage to sellers. And that was, that was before the internet, right? And before that was in what I call the age of the seller. But today customers, they know more than your salespeople do oftentimes. And I remember one time I had an SUV years ago. I had an SUV, and I liked it. And so for some reason, I just drove on the lot, on the new car lot, to where I bought this thing after about 3 years, just to see what the new ones looked like. Right. Well, I was actually susceptible. He could have sold me a new car like mine. I would have upgraded. He wanted to show me something else he was excited about. And I kept thinking, what's this got to do with me?
Yeah.
And so I drove that car two more years. I didn't buy, even though he had a sale. He could have probably had a sale if he had just said, hey, Jim, what's on your mind?
And isn't that, but I like how you just talked about that. He wanted to show you something he was excited about.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing that I think that we miss. You know, all of us who are in the sales game, without a doubt, we want to see the people who are representing us or in our own businesses, or you and I are certainly going to advise a business owner. You want to be excited about what you do. So it's not that enthusiasm is bad. It is. But enthusiasm in the sense of I'm engaged with myself. I'm so excited about what I'm doing.
Get enthusiastic about what I'm enthusiastic about.
Exactly. Like, you could be absolutely anyone on the other side of the equation, and it doesn't matter because they have their agenda and they're excited about it, and whether it matters to you or you care doesn't matter to them.
What I don't understand is are people who say, oh, this is one of our best sellers. Like that would be like I care about that. Like I care about what other people have bought.
It's we think along the same line so often. But I will oftentimes do that if I'm going to buy something, and I will see the list, and just for fun, I go to see would I actually purchase anything that's on this
right
bestseller list. And nine times out of ten,
no.
I wouldn't agree with the rest of the
right
buyers.
Well, of course, we're radicals. You and I are radicals, and there's no accounting for that. But still, but the point is you're making is an excellent one, and that is folks, there are two things that you've got to do You gotta make sure that you know what the customers, the prospects' expectations are, and that's evolving fast these days. And the other one is, if people have shown up and are face to face with you, they're not just looking to buy something. They could have done that from home. They're looking for an experience.
You know, and I think one of the things that we've been just going around so much talking about lately is that, you know, it just seems so obvious, Jim, but the move from product dumping to relational selling. And we were with a bank client last week, and it sounds so obvious, but I have to tell you, getting people to really understand that nuance of, I'm going to ask you two questions, and then I'm going to tell you which checking account is best for you,
right,
versus I'm going to ask you a number of questions just to even make sure that a checking account is best for you. And that applies to all of us in what we do. I don't care what you're selling, mm-hmm, but that discipline in a way to kind of hold back. You know, I like to say as small business owners, we're problem solvers. And so we hear the problem and we want to solve it.
Mm-hmm.
But are we solving the right problem?
Right. Well, exactly. And you know, one of the things that we've got to do, we've got to train our people to presume that today, here we are, you know, in almost the first fifth of the 21st century is gone, and we've got to be able to say, okay, when someone walks in the door, I'm glad you came in, thanks for being here. You've probably done some research. Tell me where you are on that journey, and let me make sure I pick up there. So I don't waste your time.
Isn't that? I mean, what incredible language. Can you imagine? Because think about in this day and age, the access to information. I mean, I'll be out with my kids, and they'll just ask a question about, you know, somebody, something, and I say, oh, I don't know, you know, we'll have to. And in 10 seconds, right, they've pulled it up
before
on their phone.
Before you can get your phone out of your purse, they've already found it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And are reading you a review or something. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's the mindset of today's generation. And, you know, even, you know, the older folks, I mean, I go Google. I don't go buy anything until I've read absolutely everything that I can find about it. A small business, I want to know how long have they been around.
And we have to step up our game because that person who came in wants both high touch and high tech.
Yeah.
If they didn't, they'd just be buying it from Amazon. They wouldn't even be in front of you. Beverly, I need your website quickly, please.
It is the-collaborative.com.
Check it out. Can they find your books there?
Yes, they can. There's links to get the books.
All right. So check it out, folks. 20 after, right back with Beverly Flexington. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.